Now, this morning's psalm reading is from Psalm 34, verses 1 through 7. I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak His praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt His name together. I prayed to the Lord, and He answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Those who look to Him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. In my desperation, I prayed, and the Lord listened. He saved me from all my troubles. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear Him. Amen. Psalms 34, verses 1 through 7. And this morning's Bible lesson comes from the book of Romans, chapter 7, verses 14 through 25. And of course, y'all know I'm teaching from the New Living Translation. And you can find those in the pews, or you can follow along with whichever one you like. And as I said, this is going to be on verses 14 through 25 of chapter 7. But in the passages leading up to this morning's passage, Paul is discussing how God's law, His commandments, cause us to be aware of our sin. And because God has given us His commandments to live by, we know the difference between right and wrong. And so it is the law that makes us aware of our sin. If the law itself does not cause us to sin. The problem, the tendency to sin, is in our human nature, what theologians call the degeneracy of man, the degenerate nature of mankind. Paul then goes on to tell us in this morning's passage, so the trouble is not with the law, for it is spiritual and good. The trouble is with me, for I am all too human, a slave to sin. I don't really understand myself, for I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. But if I know what I am doing is wrong, it shows that I agree that the law is good. So I am not the one doing wrong. It is the sin living in me that does it. And I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature. I want to do what is right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. But if I do what I don't want to do, I am not really the one doing wrong. It is sin living in me that does it. I have discovered this principle of life, that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. I fear I inevitably do what is wrong. I love God's law with all my heart. But there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. Oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Thank God, the answer is Jesus Christ, our Lord. So you see how it is. In my mind, I really want to obey God's law, but because of my sinful nature, I am a slave to sin. Now notice the distinction that Paul is making here. The law may discover sin, and it can convince of sin, but it cannot subdue and conquer sin. Only Jesus and His Holy Spirit can do that. You know, it's impossible to read these passages and not be aware that Paul is truly bearing his soul here. He's really expressing his innermost thoughts and feelings and fears, his deepest frustrations and failures. And while he doesn't come out and name what his particular sin is, it doesn't matter. Here is Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, first a Pharisee who persecuted the early church, then converted by a personal encounter with the risen Christ, while on the road to Damascus, the apostle whose writings compose more of the New Testament than any other person, the one person who is more responsible for establishing the early church and spreading the good news of Jesus Christ than any other person other than Jesus Himself. And yet here he is, tearing his heart out, confessing his sin, and describing his battle with it. It really is enough to make anyone say, well, if Paul struggled with sin,
then what chance does any one of us have? And that's just the point. Scripture tells us again and again that we're all sinners, that none of us is righteous, that every single one of us falls short of the glory of God. At our best moments, when we try our hardest and behave our kindest and strive most stringently to be righteous and holy, our very brightest moments are but a dim candle compared to the supernova of God's righteousness. Paul tells us, I want to do what is right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't. If we're truly honest with ourselves, wouldn't this describe any one of us? It would describe me. I know that. There have been many, many times in my own life when, like Paul, I'd say, I want to do what is right, but I inevitably do what is wrong. And yet, look at what he says next. I love God's law with all my heart. We know that Paul is an active believer, an active spreader of the gospel, because a non-believer couldn't say that he loves God's law. This is something that could apply to anyone who has ever struggled with sin, and of course, that means everyone. And we can see the very depth of despair this threw the Apostle Paul into when he writes, oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? It just breaks my heart to read it, because if Paul can cry out in such despair, then what hope can I have? But Paul follows that with the answer. Thank God, the answer is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. See, none of us will ever triumph over sin. Not on our own power. It is only through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ that we have final victory over sin. Paul actually sums this up in the two verses of the following chapter, the first two verses of the following chapter, verses 1 through 2 of chapter 8. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. See, Christ's victory over sin is our victory over sin. It's a free gift offered to all, not just those who might seem righteous. I tell you the truth, those who make a great appearance of righteousness are truly only self-righteous. Their sin is the same as all of us. They just do a better job of covering it up. But by accepting that free gift, by accepting Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, we are saved from condemnation. His grace covers us, even though we are sinners. If you haven't accepted Christ, won't you do so now? Why wait another day for salvation? Open your heart to Jesus and let His Holy Spirit enter in. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this reading of Thy Word this morning. We're thankful for its message to us, Lord. May we take it to heart, Lord. May we have assurance and comfort in knowing that through Christ's sacrifice, His triumph over sin is our victory over sin as well. Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay.